Well, boys and girls, I hope you're sitting up really, really well, because I need your help this morning as I teach the next Bible lesson in your CB Kids Sunday series. I need your help maybe to answer some of the questions. So I'm looking for people maybe can put their hand up, big smile on their face, and be able to speak out and help me as well. Really simple questions to start off with. Anybody put up their hand to tell me, what do you call that book that's pictures up on the screen? Really easy one to start with. Let's go for Jasmine. Yep. It's a Bible, that's right. And I believe the Bible is a very special book. I believe the Bible is the greatest book that's ever been written because it's God's book. And because the Bible's God's book and it's really, really special, that's why your teachers and helpers teach it every single Sunday. Now, I'm wondering, can anybody read the words that are on the screen now? Anybody put up their hand? Naomi, could you read it out? Nice, loud voice. Once upon a time. Now, what kind of story would normally start with those words, once upon a time, Alice? A fairy tale. And fairy tales are brilliant. I love reading fairy tales to my girls at bedtime. Brilliant stories. Really creative stories. Fantastic stories. And some people actually think the Bible is full of fairy tales. Great, great stories, but they're not actually real. They're not actually true stories. Somebody has just made them up in their mind and written them down. That's what the Bible is. It's just a book of fairy tales. But it's not, boys and girls. The Bible isn't a book of fairy tale stories. It's actually a book of amazing stories, which are real, real stories that actually happened. That's what the Bible is. It's full of real, amazing stories. And do you know why your teachers teach you those stories every single week? Because they want you to learn something. As you hear these real, amazing stories every single week, you soon discover this. Two things that are on the screen. You discover that God is real and God is amazing. That's what the Bible's full of, these incredible stories that teach us that God is real and God is amazing. And that's what we want you to learn, boys and girls. That's what we also want the adults to learn as well. We want you to believe that God is real, that God is amazing, and you believe in God, that you will love God and you will follow God for all of your life. Now, over this year in CB Kids Sunday, you've been working through the Old Testament, working through it in order, all these great, real, amazing, amazing stories. And over the last couple of weeks, you've been learning about somebody in the Old Testament. I wonder, does anybody remember the name of the man? This is a bit of a test to see who's been listening over the last few weeks. Yes, Connor. Elijah, that's right. This man here, he's the one with the red cloak up on the screen. And Elijah was a prophet. Now, that's a hard one. Anybody able to tell me what exactly is a prophet? What's a prophet? Yes, Alice. It's a person who tells other people what God says. Really, a prophet is a spokesperson for God. Because when God chose the prophets, they lived in the Old Testament time. Jesus Christ hadn't come. He arrives in the New Testament part of the Bible. And God chose these prophets to be his spokesman, to tell the people to prepare the way for Jesus coming along later. Now, when Elijah the prophet lived back in the Old Testament times, the man in the green here, this man up here, he was the king. Anybody remember the name of the king, Ruby? King Ahab. And King Ahab was one of the most evil kings you'll ever read about. He was an evil, wicked man. Do you know why he was so evil, boys and girls? Because he didn't believe that God was real, and he didn't believe that God was amazing. He used to worship other gods. Maybe gods made out of metal or stone. A bit like those idols that you were talking about in the Ten Commandments. And he used to pray not to the real amazing God in heaven, but to a God that he had made himself. And so God gave Elijah a message. And Elijah had to walk into King Ahab, and he had to give him a message from God that was all about the weather. Anybody remember what that message was? Emma. There would be a drought. Yes, it wouldn't rain for about 3.5 years. No rain whatsoever. And if there's no rain, the crops wouldn't be able to grow. And if the crops wouldn't be able to grow, the people wouldn't have anything to eat. And the people started to get hungry. And even Elijah himself, because it wasn't raining, because God was punishing the land, he got hungry as well. But God is real. And God is amazing. And God did something amazing. Does anybody remember how God actually fed the prophet Elijah? What did he use? He used birds, exactly. Birds called ravens. And every day the ravens would come And they had a food with them, and they would fly in, and they would bring the food, and Elijah would eat it. It sounds unbelievable. It sounds like a made-up story, but it's a real story because God is amazing, and God can do anything. But after a while, God told Elijah to leave the place where he was, where the birds were feeding him, and go to another town. And in the other town, he met this woman here. This woman was a widow. That means her husband had died. And she had one child, a son, probably about the same age as you. And it was a drought. There wasn't much food in the land. In fact, they had very little food left. All they had was a little bit of flour to make bread with and some small bit of oil. And they thought, we'd never be able to survive with just a little bit of flour and some oil. We're going to die soon. And Elijah came along and he told this lady, take the flour, take the oil, bake some bread and have a great meal. Does anybody know what happened to the flour and the oil after they cooked the meal? Brumman. Sorry? It never ran out. The flour and the oil just kept going. Every day the lady would go back to her containers and the flour was still there and the oil was still there, the same amount as she had the day before. She was able to make a meal, keep herself alive. The next day she would go back. It was the same amount of flour, the same amount of oil. It sounds made up. It sounds as if that could never, ever happen. But the stories in the Bible are real, and God is amazing, and God can do absolutely everything. But one day, this little boy up here, something dreadful happened to him. Anybody tell me what happened to him? Yes, Jeremy. He died, and it was really, really sad. But does anybody know what Elijah did? I'm not sure if you've done this story in CB Kids Sunday. What did Elijah do? Alice. He prayed to God. He actually lay down three times and he prayed to God and the boy was brought back to life. It sounds impossible. It sounds like no way that could happen. It sounds like a made-up story. But the Bible is real and God is amazing and he can do anything. Now, the last time you had a story in CB Kids Sunday was all about this here, because Elijah believed in the real amazing God in heaven. But lots and lots of other people in the country, they didn't believe in the real amazing God. They used to worship these false gods. So Elijah decided to have a competition. He decided to have a contest to see which God was real and which God really was amazing. Anybody able to tell me what the competition was? What was the challenge that he gave to these people? Lily, tell me. Yes, and what were they meant to do to see which God was real and which God was the best? Can you remember? Yes, what they had to do was they had to get a big pile of stones and put an animal on top of it for a sacrifice, and they weren't allowed to set fire to it. They had to pray, and they had to pray to their God, and the God who was real and the God who was amazing would send down fire from heaven and burn up the sacrifice. So, of course, the people who followed the false gods, the idols, they made their sacrifice, they prayed to their God, they prayed all day, and did anything happen? Of course it didn't. Because their God wasn't real and their God wasn't amazing. But when Elijah prayed, when he prayed for the real amazing God, God sent down fire from heaven. And so the Bible is full of these amazing, amazing stories that tell us that God must be real and God must be amazing. But Elijah was coming to the end of his life. And he was getting old. And he knew that he wouldn't have very much longer time here on earth before God took him and took him to be with him in heaven. And even though Elijah the prophet was going, God had another person who was going to take over from Elijah, who was going to be a prophet, who was going to be God's spokesman, who was going to keep telling the people about God and getting them ready before Jesus Christ came into the world. Does anybody know the name of the prophet who came after Elijah? Who was going to take his place? I'll give you a clue. His name begins with the letter E as well. Gabe, do you know? Not Elijah. What did you say? Nice. Say it again. What was his name? It's close to Elijah. It's similar to that, but it's a little bit different. Do you know it? But Elisha, that's his name. He was the one who was going to take over. And Elijah and Elisha were walking together one day. And they were walking along and they came up to a river. The River Jordan. And they stopped at the River Jordan because there was this huge amount of water in front of them and they couldn't go any further. But they really wanted to get to the other side. But they couldn't. They couldn't walk through. The water was too deep and they couldn't swim their way through it. And they just stopped there. Until Elijah did something incredible. He took off his cloak, red cloak that he's wearing there. He rolled up the cloak. He lifted the cloak and he hit it against the water. And something incredible happened. Something you wouldn't believe happened. The Bible says that the water actually parted. Remember that story from Moses in the Red Sea when the water parted and they were able to walk through on dry ground? Exactly the same thing happened. And Elijah and Elisha walked through to the other side and were able to get across to where they wanted to be. It sounds impossible. But God is real and God is amazing. And so he can do real amazing things that are beyond our imagination. But after they got through to the other side, Elijah and Elisha, they started talking a little bit longer. And then something else, even more incredible, even more amazing, the water parting actually happened. This was like not something that nobody had ever seen before. This thing was so unbelievable, you'd hardly believe that this actually happened. Because it was actually time for Elijah to leave earth. God knew that his time was finished here, and he wanted to take him to heaven. But he didn't actually die the way most people do. What God did instead was he sent a chariot. He sent a chariot and horses to collect him and to take him to heaven. But it wasn't like a chariot you might see on TV or in a museum made out of metal. And it wasn't like horses that you'd see in a field. It was actually a chariot and horses that were made of fire. And God sent a whirlwind as well, which is like lots and lots of wind that's swirling round. And this whirlwind came, the Bible says, and it lifted up this chariot and it took this prophet Elijah up to heaven. And the Bible says that Elijah was with God in heaven even though he hadn't died. God just took him to be with himself. It sounds incredible. It sounds impossible. But God is real, and God is amazing, and God can do real, incredible, amazing things. There's lots of stories about Elijah in the Bible. Some you've heard about in CB Kids, some I've mentioned today, and lots more that I haven't told you because we just don't have enough time to cover all these amazing stories about Elijah. Do you know what the Bible says about Elijah? It actually tells a verse in the New Testament. This is what it says about Elijah. Could anybody read those words out on the screen for me? Jack, read it out. Nice loud voice. Nature, yep. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Do you know what that really means? Elijah was just like you and he was just like me. He was just an ordinary, normal human being. He didn't have superhuman powers. It wasn't him that was making the water split. It wasn't him that was bringing down the fire from heaven. He was just an ordinary person like you and the person sitting beside you. But you know what Elijah was? He was somebody who believed that God was real. And he was somebody who believed that God was amazing. And because he believed that God was real and God was amazing, God used him. And that's why every week in CB Kids Sunday, the teachers here tell you these real amazing stories from the Bible so that you too would realize that God is real and that God is amazing. And you, like Elijah, would believe in God, you would love God, and you would follow God with all of your life as well. The Bible's full of lots and lots of incredible stories. I remember, boys and girls, when I was your age, when I was in Sunday school, around about the same age as you, I loved going to each week and hearing these incredible Bible stories, amazing stories, stories about Elijah, stories about Elisha, stories about Moses, stories about David, the stories about Jesus. I loved listening to these amazing, incredible stories that you hear in the Bible. But at the age of 7, I remember hearing the most amazing, incredible thing from the Bible. See, these stories we've thought about this morning, they're amazing and they're incredible. But there's something even more amazing than all the stories that we've thought about this morning. And it's very, very simple, and we've all got to grasp this at some time in our life. Here's the most amazing thing in the Bible. Are you ready for it, boys and girls? This is the most amazing thing in all of the Bible. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That is the most amazing thing in the Bible. Lots of incredible stories, but that's the greatest thing. Because when I was 7, I learned this verse in Sunday school. I wonder if somebody could read out this Bible verse for me. Alice, could you read out in a nice loud voice? Great. Let's give her a big clap for reading that out so well. Well done. That is the most amazing thing in all the Bible. There's a real God who can do amazing things, send down fire from heaven, part the water, feed somebody by sending birds every day, bring a dead boy back to life. He can do all these amazing things, and this amazing God loves people just like me and just like you. It's the most amazing thing. And he loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, into the world. What was the name of his son? Who could tell me that? What's the name of God's son? Ollie? Jesus, that's right. And Jesus loved us so much that he actually died on the cross for all the wrong things I've done. That's the most amazing thing, that Jesus would die for someone like me and someone like you. That if we believe in him, that if we believe that he's real and that he's amazing, that he died for us, we won't perish, but one day we'll have eternal life. That means one day God will take us to heaven. Probably not in a chariot of fire with horses the way he did Elijah, but we'll go to the same place that Elijah went to because he believed in God and he followed God his way. Well, one day we'll be taken to heaven. That is the most amazing thing, that the amazing God who does incredible things would love people just like us. But I wonder, do we know that, boys and girls? I wonder, do we know that, adults, in our heads and in our hearts as well? I wonder, do we believe in God? I wonder, do we love God? And I wonder, are we following God with all of our hearts and with all of our lives? It's not enough just to know the stories in your head and be able to answer my questions by putting up your hand. You need to know these truths in your heart, and you need to have trusted Jesus Christ. At the age of 7, after somebody telling me this verse, I realized how amazing God was, that he would love me so much to die. I remember praying a prayer, a very simple prayer. I prayed it with my mouth, but I meant it in my heart, boys and girls. And I said, "Dear God, I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me and make me a real Christian." And from that point, I believed in God, started to love God, and started following him with my life. You've listened really well. You've been a brilliant help answering all my questions. Let's close our eyes. Let's pray. Let's give thanks to God for being so amazing. And then I think Dennis is going to come and do a quiz with us after that. So let's pray at this point. Dear Father, we want to thank you that you are amazing, that you are a God who can do incredible things. We thank you for all these wonderful stories in the Bible. And they're not fairy stories, they're real stories. But an incredible God who did amazing things. But we thank you for the most amazing part of the Bible that tells us that you love us. You love us even though we've done things that are wrong. You love us so much that Jesus came and died for us. And help us all to believe in you, to love you, and to follow you for the rest of our lives. And we ask this in Jesus Christ's good name. Amen.